spend less than 5 minutes to learn something cool about building apps on SharePoint using InfoPath.
Hi, my name is Phil Newman. I'm a program manager on the InfoPath team, and today I'm going to show you how to sort data in a table in an InfoPath form using custom code that's a sandbox solution. So the form that I have here is a uniform order form, and each year when a new class starts at a school, a teacher will come in, input the names and sizes of each of the students. That form will get sent off to an administrative assistant somewhere to order the uniforms. And that person has been complaining that this form is difficult to use because there's so much data in it, they can't really make sense of it. So what they've requested is the ability to sort this form, and that's what we're going to do in this demo. So for each of these fields, I'm going to add a button which is going to allow the administrative assistant to sort by that column. So in the InfoPath Designer, I've already opened this form, and I've added a button to each of the columns which the administrative assistant is going to click. And behind each of those buttons, I'm going to add code that is essentially just going to reorder the XML in the table based on whichever column they've selected. So I'll click this button, and from the Control Tools Properties tab in the ribbon, I'll click Customize Code. Now InfoPath is launching Visual Studio Tools for Applications, and you can see when it launches here that it has created me a function, and I put my code in this function, and it will be run when that button is clicked. I've already written the code for this demo, so I'll paste this into Visual Studio Tools for Applications. And I'll quickly walk through the code here. So I have a function called sortTable. It takes the XPath of the table that I want to sort and the index of the column I want to sort by. And then what this function does is it essentially just writes the values to an array, uses array functions to sort that array, and then rebuilds the XML and writes it back out. So now I want to do the same thing for the other fields. So for gender, custom code. And I know that for this field, the index is 0. And for size, the index is 1. So now from InfoPath, I can just click on the File tab, click Quick Publish, and now InfoPath is publishing the form and the code back to the server as a sandbox solution. Now, in InfoPath 2010, any site collection administrator can publish forms with code to the server as long as the sandbox code service is enabled on the server. In previous versions of InfoPath, you need to be a farm administrator to deploy code to the server. So now I'll refresh this form. And now the sort buttons that I've added have appeared. I can sort by size. Now you can see I have the smallest size at the top, largest at the bottom. I can sort by gender. And finally, I can also sort by the person's name. So I've just shown you how to use managed code in your InfoPath forms to sort tables. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.